Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. When theatre group The Massive Company announced their biggest ever national tour after a highly acclaimed Auckland season, well, there are enough superlatives there for even the most hardened theatre goer to raise his or her eyebrows with interest. The reason for the tour is Fedo's New Net, a relatively new work written by Albert Bells, inspired by a book of short stories written by Witte Ihemaira. Massive Company director Sam Scott commissioned the work and joins me now, along with one of the play's lead actors, Blair Strang. Hello.
Good evening.
Now, Sam, you commissioned the work. I mean, did you ask Albert for something based on this collection of stories, or was that his idea?
That was his idea. Yeah, initially I just spoke to him about writing for us. We'd been talking about that for a while. And then he'd had this idea. Witte had already gifted him the stories, and so he thought it would be a good fit with Massive. And so we started exploring it, and then he brought the stories to the first workshop that we had with all the actors.
Well, I mean, what were you looking for when you went to Albert and you said, I want something, give me something?
I wanted Albert. You know, his writing I was interested in. He was doing heaps of great, interesting work. I love the way that he seems to me to be a very good 21st century Māori writer. He's really fusing a lot of ideas that talks about Aotearoa, but also, you know, he's not precious about Māori culture. He likes to play around with it. I really like the poetic quality that he has in his writing. I think he's a really interesting writer.
Did the theme appeal? Because it's almost a New Zealand archetype, the New Zealander getting to London and undergoing the self-realisation about being a New Zealander. It's something that a lot of people can relate to. Was that part of the appeal in taking him on?
Yeah, initially that wasn't such what we were going to, you know, focus on, and in a way, and I think it's actually more about balance than it is about home. I mean, it is about home, but it's about sort of what is your home and discovering that, and what do you need in order to achieve what you want to achieve in your life, and the balance that's around that. So there's some interesting twists and turns in this piece, and it's really quite intriguing, and different people get different things out of it. It's interesting. Depending where you are sitting in your life depends on what you get and which characters you really have an affinity with.
Blair, I mean, you've done a fair few plays in your time. Is this, to you, a work that's going to stick around past this season, that's going to become a Kiwi classic? And if so, you know, what makes it that?
I think so. I mean, I started off performing in Albert's first play, and so I was very familiar with his writing. But this play is special because it's I guess everyone who is a New Zealander will recognise it, and every generation will recognise it as well. But in saying that, also, it has universal themes that anyone can enjoy, and that essentially is the perfect recipe for a great show. And we didn't actually realise how good the show was when we initially started rehearsing it. We had no idea, to be honest. We knew we had a good piece. We just didn't know how it was going to be received. And the reception we've got from audiences, and also just from reviewers, has been phenomenal. And I think, you know, this play can be used on and on and on when the actors have gone and there's new actors coming out. It's a wonderful piece.
Well, the reception's been good enough that you've been able to take it on tour. You're partway through your tour now.
That's right.
That must be nice, because it's pretty unusual, isn't it, to be able to take a production like this on the road?
Well, probably Sam might be the best one to answer that, because I'm not really familiar with touring. This is actually my first time touring a play. But you're right, it is difficult to get funding in general. And we're lucky to get it a second time round. But as I said, Sam probably might be able to talk about more.
Yeah, I mean, we're not, you know, there's seven in the cast. That's not really kind of considered a touring, you know, number.
Two or
three.
Like one or two.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. But we sort of always tend to do this with Massive. But yes, I mean, we certainly, our aim at Massive is to make shows that have legs, e.g. that go on. You know, we don't really want to just do one season. We want to be able to go on, as we have with a number of our other shows. And I think it was pretty amazing, and a great endorsement of the work, that in a recession year, you know, because our board at the beginning of the year was pretty nervous about what, you're taking it on a national tour in a recession? Oh, I'm not sure about that. But we got every single bit of funding that we applied for. And so we felt very encouraged that people around New Zealand were really wanting the work to tour and to travel. and that you know, for other people to get to see it. And that is that's a very important part of our company, is that once we've made the word, that we then take it out. And I'm certainly hoping that there might be a chance for international success with this work as well, and possibly another national tour further into the South Island and some places that we've missed in the North Island. So, you know, this is, we're certainly not thinking it'll all be over at the end of October.
I noticed that you, with your tour, you haven't sort of gone with this typical Auckland, Wellington, Christchurch, Dunedin, and then let's pick the next, you know, city, Hamilton and so forth. You've got Upper Hutt, the Expressions Theatre in Upper Hutt. I mean, it's one of those really sort of every thespian just dreams of treading those boards, don't they? you know? But you've pinged out some quite interesting places, Papakura, for example. I mean, yeah. Where did you decide to go to these sort of...
Well, we're often looking for places that want us as well. So we're often looking for places that are either developing theatre or have a strong, you know, theatre audience. Like Gisborne doesn't get a lot of stuff because it's a bit out of the way. It's quite expensive to get there. But the reception when we were there was incredible. And Upper Hutt's new for us. We've gone to Downstage and places like that, but Upper Hutt, you know, again, they were keen for us to come. They're kind of developing new audiences. We'd heard the theatre was a lovely theatre, and so, you know, we're keen to sort of keep breaking into those areas. We're not a company that always plays it safe, I guess, and we're very interested in developing the relationships with those places. And so if they say to us, yep, we'd love to have you for whatever reason, we're pretty there, really.
I was going to say, I grew up in Upper Hutt, and we'd get excited when the mobile blood clinic would come to town. You know, yeah, I'm giving some, oh, awesome,
well,
what are you going to do? I'm going to give some, you know,
we're going to go off.
Yeah.
One of the things I really like about watching shows at the moment, and I think, say, Outrageous Fortune would be the best example, there are lines in there that could only be uttered in this country, and they ring absolutely true. Mm. Is this a play like that? I mean, Blair, have you got some classic lines, some favourite lines from the play? And if so, tell us what they are.
Well, I don't want to give too much away.
No. Just like, one, though. Just give
one line from the play that might be, I'm trying to think offhand. Oh, well, I guess I can say that there are many lines where they're uniquely New Zealand and, well, uniquely Kiwiana. There is a particular ensemble with the haka, where two characters, well, one character is my character, teaches his partner how to perform the haka. And his
partner,
he's Irish. His partner's Irish. And it's, I guess, what Kiwis enjoy so much about it is we all know the haka so well, but the interpretation that we give to it is quite hilarious. And I guess if I don't want to give too much away, to be honest. You have to come see the show.
Okay.
So who is coming to see the show? Who's the audience? Who's turning out for this?
Well, it's right across the board, really. I mean, we've had schools. We had we have matinees. We have also industry people. Obviously, you know, that's standard. And varying groups of people and all ages. And as I said to you before, that it really hits home with a lot of people. Because during the play, we also journey back in time to around about the 70s, where it's not quite so PC back in those days. And that's quite the beauty of Albert's writing. And so it really does touch everyone who's a Kiwi. I kind of liken it to, well, my metaphor is that if it's like, because I quite like snapper and I like white bait. And it's like, and you know, rolled in like chip buddies and stuff like that with tomato sauce. And I kind of think of it as a really classic, great Kiwiana meal, which can be loved by everyone. Well, that's kind of like Fido. It's a great Kiwiana story.
I noticed someone said it's a play that sticks in your teeth like muscles.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good quote.
Yeah.
That's a critical line that can only be written in New Zealand, isn't it? Oh, well, you've wrapped up at the Pump House in Takapuna. Now you're off to Downstage in Wellington. Best of luck with that, and thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Pleasure, thank you.
Blair Strang and Sam Scott. And for a full list of dates for Fero's new net, see massivecompany.co.nz. After the break, to whom the breaks.